Chris Andre brings you headlines, interviews, and commentary, and all that's coming up after these next couple of announcements. Thanks for tuning in to KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio is hiring. We are seeking a full-time AM News and Public Affairs Director. Applications are due by 4 p.m. Friday, September 2nd, at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. Applications may also be emailed. Send them to hiring@kboo.org. To apply, please send both a resume and a cover letter outlining your skills and experience with regard to the minimum qualifications. And please answer the question, why is KBOO important? For more information and a full job description, go to kboo.fm/AM News. KBOO is an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer. Women and people of color are encouraged to apply. Again, that's kboo.fm/AM News. And thank you.
Join KBOO Community Radio at Clinton Street Theater on Thursday, September the 8th for United We Stand Up, a comedy show and a benefit for KBOO. I'm T6, and I'll be your host that night, which will feature local comedians like Betty Lungen, Bree Pruitt, Adam Potsey, Brandy Morgan, Belinda Giles, Noriko Ott, and Debbie Wooten. Raffles, refreshments, and good times for all. Again, that's United We Stand Up, Thursday, September the 8th, at Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. Doors at 6:30, showcase at 7:30. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, August 31st, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM on the air, kboo.fm on the web. Today's guest is Chauncey Peltier. Last in the shuffle, we've got lots going on in Portland over the next few days. The Willamette River Superfund site, of course, and there is a forum on that, public forum, and we have information on all that coming right up. We also have the Springwater Corridor, where the city is ousting people who are camped along the corridor. They say they've already found a place to live for some, you know, 65 people. This is more of a challenge than anyone on any side of it, from any point of view, is probably a great deal more than meets the eye, because we're dealing with human beings and people's lives. That said, now is the time, of course, and people are planning to be where they need to be for this event. Also in the Dakotas, of course. At Standing Rock, the Sacred Stone Cap is drawing more people every day. It is, ironically, the biggest gathering of tribes since the Battle of Little Bighorn, and that is one of those inescapable circles, eddies in time, that people have noted, but perhaps not fully taken into account the depth and the immediacy of the way events like this come together. For First Nations people, this might be their hour. Certainly, the white power structures are pretty got their hands pretty much full, having stirred up a hornet's nest in the Middle East, and it got pretty much anybody who has ever even picked up a copy of the Quran, and good and jagged with the U.S. over pretty much everything that its State Department comes up with. Donald Trump on his way to Mexico, as one wag put it, Donald Trump and Prieto are the two most disliked people in Mexico at the moment. And in the midst of all this, there was mainstream media announcement that Barack Obama has seen fit to grant clemency to another round of prisoners who have been doing great chunks of time for what amount to minor drug crimes. That said, if it's possible for him to do this, and of course, he's doing this in the name of his own legacy. This is nothing but enlightened self-interest, which is okay. It's better than unenlightened self-interest, which is what we see coming from leaking out of every crack in Donald Trump is unenlightened self-interest. But that said, sure, he's doing it. Sure, Obama is doing this for his legacy. And if he really wanted to do something significant and to change lives, he would free Leonard Peltier, who has done way, way more than his share of time for crimes that he did not commit. And yet still there are the pitchfork-waving mob-type behavior that demands that he remain in prison. Why that should influence Obama is a mystery to me. That said, there is at Pioneer Courthouse Square coming up Friday, September 2nd. It's going to run all day from 10:30 a.m. till sundown. You will hear those drums and you'll know what they mean. It's a call out to everyone in Portland, whether you are First Nations or you belong to a tribe, whether you're white, whatever. It's a call out to leave your message with the White House, with President Obama. Tell him, free Leonard Peltier, free him now. It's a disgrace to this nation. All across Europe, all across the world, there are throughout September, there are rallies and meetings calling for the release of this man. We have Chauncey Peltier, Leonard's son, on the line right now to bring us up to date on all of this. Right, good morning, Chauncey. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Chris, and thank you for having me on your show again.
Well, and, go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's fine. And I always thank you and thank the supporters out there for Leonard Peltier. You guys are the ones that helped keep Leonard strong and going. And without the supporters, I couldn't even do the work I do. A lot of the work I do is because of the supporters. Friday, we're having an event down at Courthouse Pioneer Square in support of clemency for Leonard Peltier. And anybody's welcome. I'm asking anybody's more than welcome. Has anything updated about Standing Rock? More than welcome to come down and talk about Standing Rock. We support Standing Rock 150%. That's what we're doing, is we're asking everybody now to write and call the White House and support clemency for Leonard.
The irony of the events that are taking place, where they're taking place in the Dakotas, the irony is of course inescapable. History, the bloody fingerprints of the white power structure all over the Dakotas, of course, and all over the false witnesses, a trial of Leonard Peltier, and the events that put him where he is today. So it's impossible to avoid noting that. This, of course, events in the Dakotas and Leonard's incarceration for these many years. It's all of the same piece. You want to talk a little bit about how these two things are related?
Well, yeah, like just like trying to push the pipeline through there to native land, just like they always have and have been doing for hundreds of years, is they're taking more and more. Leonard basically prolonged a takeover of the Black Hills back in the 70s, and he's been locked up ever since. That's a lot of that people, a lot of people don't realize that that's what a lot of the issues was about back in those days. They're still after the Black Hills, and Leonard basically, the aim in those guys basically prolonged the takeover of the Black Hills back there in the 70s. That's what Dick Wilson and the Goon Squad, he'd signed a bunch of land off already, and that's what they were after. That's why the Reign of Terror and everything was going on. And Standing Rock, they're just, you know, they're trying to keep the pipeline from going through there. That's their land, the reservations. This, you know, this is the first time all the tribes have all came together with it since the Battle of Bighorn.
Yep.
I mean, there are tribes from all over the United States, all over the world are going there and supporting this.
Yep.
I mean, this is amazing. This is great, you know. And they're all doing it peacefully, no violence, and it's just amazing. The people are the support Standing Rock is getting is just incredibly awesome, and it's you know, they're just standing up for their rights. You know, they don't need that pipeline going through there. Look at all the destructions. If that pipeline breaks or going underneath that river, you know, it's all out there. You just got to look at it. You know, that those pipelines and that stuff breaks, that does a lot of destruction. It ain't like, say, for instance, a logger. They'll log, and 40 years later, 50 years later, the trees will be back. When a pipe breaks like that under a creek or a river, it takes hundreds of years to come back from... So, I mean, there's a big difference here. That that's their land. They're entitled to stop that from going through. The corporations, they're, you know how they are. They push everything they want through that they want. They don't want to leave nothing for the next generations growing up. They want to rob and rape all the minerals and the material from the land. These people, as far as I'm concerned, at Standing Rock, they're protectors of the earth. They're trying to save the water. They're trying to save our planet. That's the way I see it. These are awesome protectors. They're very. That's what how I see them, as protectors of the earth.
And part of it, they're protectors, the keepers of the stories, because people coming from all across North America really are bringing their stories with them, and a lot of the stories are of the same kind of predatory practices that, again, we talk about the white power structure that has been using all across the country to take what they want in the way of natural resources and leave those living on reservations with very little, maybe a handful of dust in a casino, and that's it. Children, future generations have nothing to hold on to, no culture, no traditions left when these things happen, when pipelines go through, and when accidents, as they say, happen. So so many people, you and so many people like you, are standing up for the rights of First Nations, treaty rights that have been violated so consistently over such a long time. But let's talk first, because we don't have a lot more time, about the event. Just to remind listeners about the event on Friday, there are so many opportunities to participate in this event, to let your voice be heard loud and clear on behalf of Leonard Peltier. Do you want to just talk a bit about the event before we let you go?
Yes, we'll have a stage up there with a mic. We're going to have three big drums. We'll start 10:30 till they run us out of there. We'll probably be around when it starts getting dark. And we'll just be there campaigning for Leonard, updating people, letting people know, getting signatures signed, asking people to call the White House, and just campaigning for Leonard. This is what we need to do. We need to campaign and get awareness out there for Leonard all we can right now. He's down 5 months. We need to let Obama know that Leonard has supporters out here. Standing Rock, we need to stand behind them. The Protectors of the Earth, I'm calling those people. They are awesome. They're all coming together. They're fighting for water. Water's life. It don't matter what color you are. We all need water to survive, and that's what these people are. Standing Rock's protecting is water. So, I mean, we all need to support them any way we can. Donate to the food drive for them, supplies and that. And we need to help help Standing Rock.
And we'll be doing Pioneer Courthouse.
Watching out after all of us.
Yeah, that's Pioneer Courthouse Square on Friday, September 2nd at 10:30, and as Chelsea said, till sundown. I want to thank Chelsea Peltier very, very much for joining us today. Please don't forget, Leonard, this is a time when President Obama is granting clemency to so many people, and why not Leonard also? This has been a Cascadia for Wednesday, August 31st, 2016. Engineering for us today is Tammy Dean. Thanks, Tammy. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand.